I'm privileged to be speaking today with beloved author Liz Curtis Higgs about her newest book, Mine is the Night, a follow-up to Here Burns My Candle. Liz has authored 28 books with 3 million copies in print, including her best-selling Scottish historical novels, Thorn in My Heart, Fair as the Rose, Christie Award winner Whence Came a Prince, and Grace in Thine Eyes. Hi, Liz. It's wonderful to be with you.
Absolutely a blessing, especially to chat about this new title.
Mine is the Night is the new title, and it continues the story begun in Here Burns My Candle. So give me a brief description of the situation facing the characters Marjorie and Elizabeth as the book opens.
Well, I once read that the best novels begin with a birth, a death, or a journey. So Mine is the Night begins with a journey. We pick up quite literally where Here Burns My Candle ended. It's as if it were the next page of the book, which means Marjorie and Elizabeth are in a carriage. They're leaving Edinburgh and bound for Selkirk. That's where the Kerr's ancestral home is. Well, it's where it was. Problem is, they don't have a home anymore. Their estate, Tweedsford, is gone, and their future, therefore, is very uncertain. Gibson, their family servant, was sent ahead of them with a letter introducing them to a cousin, a long-forgotten cousin. But the question is, has he arrived, and will the women be well-received? You see, the Kerrs supported Bonnie Prince Charlie in the Jacobite Rising of 1745, and the bad news there is Bonnie Prince lost, so that makes these women traitors to King George. So as our story begins, there are many fears stirring in the hearts of Elizabeth and Marjorie Kerr.
So what aspects of the new spiritual and relational journeys of Marjorie and Elizabeth resonate with you personally?
Well, on the last page of Here Burns My Candle, we left Marjorie on a very hopeful note. In fact, the very last word of the book was freedom. However, of course, that sense of hope, that sense of being set free, is very quickly dashed at the start of Mine is the Night, and Marjorie, bless her, begins to whine, just like Naomi in Scripture. Well, I hate to confess this, but I'm actually the same way, praising God when all goes well and grumbling at God when it doesn't go well. Our Marjorie has a great deal to learn in this novel, and so I must confess, must I have much to learn, and so I hope do most of my readers. Marjorie is a very real character, very flawed character, and therefore we identify with her because many of us struggle with our on-again, off-again faith. Now, for Elizabeth, she also ends Here Burns My Candle with hope in her heart. But as the new story unfolds, her newborn faith is tested again and again. She is a young woman about to turn 25, and she's wondering in her heart, will my future include a second husband, having lost her first at war? Well, as far as my personal identity to that, I was 27 when I came to know the Lord, just a little bit older than Elizabeth, and I was often told by people, oh, now God will bring you a husband. I promise you, this is not in Scripture. But Elizabeth has to learn that her relationship with God truly is enough. That is a lesson that I had to learn as well, and perhaps some of my readers are learning now. And so hopefully the book will speak to not just the spiritual journey of these characters, not just the spiritual journey that I'm always going through, but more importantly, that it will address that of my readers.
Now, in Mine is the Night, we meet a potential hero in the form of Lord Jack Buchanan. Give me a sneak peek of what his character reveals about maybe your own deep spiritual longings.
I think those longings are true for all of us. We long to be valued, we long to be loved, and we long to feel safe. Well, of course, our heavenly Redeemer meets all three of those needs and much, much more. But what about Lord Buchanan? Jack, our Boaz character in Mine is the Night. Well, as you might guess, he follows in the footsteps of his biblical counterpart, which means he's a hero's hero, but it doesn't mean that he's flawless. I don't want to present a Lord Buchanan as a perfect man, because he represents Boaz, who is a type of Christ, but is not, in fact, the Lord himself. Boaz was a real man, and therefore had to be flawed. And so my Lord Jack also will have some flaws in him, and here's why. When my readers finish Mine is the Night, I want those dear souls to embrace anew their heavenly Redeemer, rather than closing the book and looking about for some earthly hero to sweep them off their feet. I know they're going to fall in love with Lord Jack Buchanan, and they're supposed to, but the ideal is that they would then realize that there is no man on earth who is perfect. The only perfect husband, as it were, is our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus.
Destined to be a bestseller, Liz Curtis Higgs with Mine is the Night. We do look forward to it. Thanks, Liz, for your time today.
A blessing.